This is the Seven Figure Standard Podcast, hosted by Arash Vasugi and Mikey Stiller, with mindset and strategies to help you break through and create personal freedom.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Seven Figure Standard Podcast. I'm Mikey Stiller, joined with my co-host, Arash Vasugi, and we are so excited to get into episode 5, which is going to be a really good topic, one you may not have heard before, and I find really interesting, and that is sending a double binding message. So, Arash, first, before we get into kind of the nuts and bolts of this, I'd like you just to give an overarching message. What does that mean? What is sending a double binding message?
Sending a double binding message is where you're saying you want something, but you're behaving the exact opposite. So let me give you an example. Let's say somebody says, I want to improve my income. Let's say I want to double my income, for example. And then all day long, they're focusing on what their current results are they don't like, their self-talk, they keep reaffirming what they don't want. Everything in their attention is based on the opposite of what they want. That's sending a double binding message. Now, what's interesting, somebody could say, I've been listening to your podcast. I'm listening to it over and over again. And I want to go from 50,000 a month to 100 a month. I'm making up the numbers. Doesn't matter the numbers. And they say, I have done what you said. I'm repeating my goal every 3 hours over and over again. But then the rest of the day, they're focused on what they don't want. They're focused on problems. They're focused on, oh, this client never got back to me. They're focused on exact opposite of what they want. So they're sending a double binding message. And I love this quote by Napoleon Hill. He says, there's a difference between wishing for a thing and being ready to receive it. No one is ready for a thing until he believes he can acquire it. He says, a state of mind must be belief, not mere hope or wish. Open-mindedness is essential for belief. But if we look at that first part, I have clients come to me from all over the world and they say, I'm ready to receive it. So listen to what Hill said in the beginning. He says, there's a difference between wishing for a thing and being ready to receive it. So let's ask ourselves, am I really ready to receive it? And clients will talk to me, Mikey, and they'll say, no, Arash, I'm ready to receive it. And I'll say, interesting. They say, what do you mean interesting? They say, well, I said, if you're ready to receive it, why do you keep talking to me about what's not working? Why do you keep telling me what you don't want throughout our conversation? See, you're never going to be ready for a thing until you're in harmony with it. And this is where we have to create the new model. See, the new model is not where you are right now. That's the old model. The new model is how would that person think, feel, and act and behave like they already achieved it. And I always say, fast forward yourself 24 months. How would you behave 24 months from now if you'd already achieved it? If you look backwards and said, I'm earning $100,000 a month, this is what I did. And then I always tell them, how would that person communicate? What would those actions be? But not just the actions. How would those actions be? What type of attitude are you operating with that action, that certainty? That's what we have to do to create the new model. That's how we stop sending out a counter intention. So let's look at this for a second. Let's say I say I want to double my income using this example, and I don't believe it. I say it, but I don't believe it. Well, what I'm doing there in that moment is I'm sending out a counter intention. It's a weak signal. So I want everybody listening to this right now. I want you to think what you want more than anything else in the world. Now, I want you to ask yourself, is there power and intensity in your belief around that? Because if it's not, you're going to send out a weak signal. A weak signal is literally you telling the universe, please keep this away from me. And that's what we have to understand.
Arash, this is such an important topic. And if you didn't listen to episode 3, which was all about thinking from the inside out, these two go really hand in hand. We're so used to letting the outside circumstances control us, control our feelings. And so until you've gotten control of those emotions and then control of your thinking, this is much easier said than done to not send a double binding message. So if you are sending a weak signal, you haven't gotten that want strong enough yet to overcome the and create a new belief, how we start there on what to do?
Well, first off, you have to understand, you have to make an irrevocable committed, defining decision, like this is where I'm going no matter what. As soon as you do that, you literally break the walls down. And this isn't a weak decision. A decision without commitment is a wish or a hope. It's no decision. And so the first step is when you make a decision, it's a fact. It is done. You accept that idea. So now you're living from the end. And what we have to understand is everything is already here. And your goal is already here. Your dream business is already here. Your ideal income that you really want to grow into is already here. And so once you make the decision, now you accept it. You say, I'm just behaving like this person. My mentor used to always tell me the one thing that is a fact that all leaders agree on is we become what we think about all day long. I'll take it a step further. We become what we think and feel about all day long. See, you've got to get in the feeling. The feeling is in your body. When you get in that feeling, and now you're not just thinking like that person, you're acting like that person with your eyes open. It's not just, a lot of people say, oh, so you just visualize. No, visualization is one tool, but you, how you behave the rest of the day and getting into inspired massive action towards that is going to take you there. Now, the question is that came up for a lot of people, it used to come up for me, is, well, how am I supposed to do it? The how is irrelevant. When the why is big enough, the why drives you. I want everybody to think about their want and get out a piece of paper, like literally pause this and get out a piece of paper and write out why you want to achieve it. Have a list of your whys. When the why is bigger than the why not, the how always shows itself.
Raj, like anything else, as far as mindset goes, this is going to be like a muscle and it's going to get easier as you go. But I want to ask, is this something that you struggle with every time you set a new big goal, right? That's outside of your current self-image. Do you struggle with that belief for a moment, send a double binding message and have to overcome it? Is it something that you have to continually overcome just like paradigms? Or is it something that you kind of get control of and from that moment forward, you're kind of home free?
You know, it's a great question. In the beginning, you're going to have to grow into it. So you may struggle with it in the beginning. You might be sending double binding messages until it becomes a belief. Once it becomes a belief, it becomes a fact. So the question is, how do we make it a belief? And you make it a belief by repeating it over and over again, by having it always in front of you. And ask yourself, how much attention am I putting on what I really want? And I want you to ask it from a neutral place. Don't judge it. For me, I get my biggest breakthroughs for finding out my greatest weaknesses. And those are my disciplines. Like in the beginning, to grow in, to walk into that new image that's up here, there's going to be a lot of failures along the way. There's going to be a lot of setbacks. But the price of greatness is failing. And you've got to be willing to fail. Now, most people are not willing to fail. And I want you to think about it. If you have succeeded at a certain level, it's easier to burn your bridges when you have nothing to lose. And my clients who are successful are the ones who now have to keep putting the foot on their gas. Not that everyone doesn't, but the ones that do, because what happens is if you went from failure to success and you've created a significant level of success, a lot of people freeze here. This is where you can't freeze. And they start playing their life not to lose instead of playing it to win. So it's very common. So you guard against it, and you guard against it by always having that goal in mind and then always asking yourself questions. See, this is a game between me versus me. It's a game between you versus you. Everybody who's listening to it, their competition is who they were yesterday. That's who they're competing against. And we want to get better. And how we get better is just by getting better and behaving in a certain way, stepping out of that comfort zone, acting like a dog. I mean, like there's a dog inside of you that's dying to come out. You've got to let that person out. A dog is not passive. A dog is not timid. A dog does not care about failures. And what's the biggest attribute of sending a counter intention and a double binding message? Doubt. So then we think, what's the opposite of doubt? Confidence. How do we build confidence? Through practicing a behavior 10,000 times. And I know people sitting there, they'll be like, oh my God, 10,000 times. Listen, that's a minimum. But when you're practicing it, you want to practice it because your goal has so much meaning to you. And our goal is something that we have to respect. See, that goal is going to make you a better version of yourself. It's going to grow you. And that's how we can counteract this.
Okay, this is so good. I hope everybody goes back and re-listens to at least that last 3 or 4 minutes, more than once, at least 2 or 3 times. In the very beginning, I want to talk about how you don't have to be perfect, but your intent needs to be perfect. Because in the beginning, you're going to see like, ooh, double binding message, ooh, double binding message. And instead of thinking of that as a loss, I would consider that a win. You've become aware there's a double binding message and now I can make a correction. And so I want you to talk about that intent.
See, I never have a perfect day. It ends up being perfect because I have a great relationship to failure. I'm willing to fail in order to win. I don't have to be perfect, but my intent does. My attention on how I want to live, how I want to grow my business, how I want to be a father, how I want to be a brother, how I want to be a friend. But here's the thing. When I find out if I'm sending out a double binding message, the first thing I ask myself, why? What is the trigger of that? I want to know what that thought is. That thought is telling me something much greater. And I'm always telling people, I want you to let go of the old story. We did a lesson on self-image, and I talked about you've got to let go of the old story to step into the new. Well, what do you think the story is associated with? It's associated with an emotion. That emotion may be a belief, it may not be a belief, but that story is there the more you give energy to it. See, a lot of people are sending a double binding message because they're saying, I'm afraid. I'm afraid to do this. What if it doesn't work? Well, what if it does work? Are you willing to go into the what if up instead of the what if down? What if down is what if it doesn't work? I want you to shift it and shift your attitude towards what if it does work. But let's say, give you an example. Let's say I'm sending a double binding message. I say, I want to 5X my performance, yet I'm behaving the same way every day. But I keep saying I want to 5X it. Well, then I catch it. And I said, wait a minute, if I'm going to 5X, I've got to be bolder. I've got to be willing to do things that I haven't done before. I've got to get comfortable in stretching. Your ability to stretch is going to be your biggest foundation of how to create a massive quantum leap. And that's what we want to understand.
Do you want to create freedom in your life? You know, I feel like that's one thing that I know for sure about you. First, because who doesn't want to create freedom? But also because you're listening to this podcast. And that's something that we're passionate about helping people achieve. Something that Araj is so good at is simplifying almost anything and getting you into action and implementation. Success and freedom don't have to be complicated, but there is a system you need to follow. And wouldn't it be nice to know the exact steps involved? I agree. Araj is hosting a free hour-long webinar with the 3 steps to create freedom, and you're invited. Go to vosscoachingco.com/freedom to register.
I love that, Araj. And I feel like we could even take that a step further in your what if scenario and say, every time you ask, what if this doesn't work, you're buying an insurance policy that it's not going to work.
There's no question, because whatever you accept seeps deep inside of you. See, most people are accepting what they should reject and rejecting what they should accept. So let me go deeper in that. They're accepting what they should reject, meaning they're letting the outside results dictate who they are. They're letting them dictate their identity. See, we have to detach from our 5 senses. Our 5 senses are meant to enjoy life, but they're not meant for us to create our life from. See, we create our own environment. Like, nobody's creating my environment but me. No one's creating your environment but you. And we do these with these higher faculties that we've discussed in the past. That's our will, our perception, our memory, our reason, our intuition, and our imagination. And that's what's creating our life. So what we have to do is get really good at rejecting anything that is not in harmony with what you want. I want everybody today, make it definite decision that from this moment forward, you are not accepting anything that is not in harmony with how you want to live, how you want to grow your business, how you want to create the most amazing fitness level, how you are as a parent, how you are as a leader. And you never shrink. Make that non-negotiable. Your new standard is I never shrink. I feel it. I don't want to do it, but I do it now. I do it now. I do it now. Burn those three words, do it now, and you're going to be off to the races.
I love that. I want to give some really clear examples of a double binding message so that anyone who this may be a brand new concept to understands or may see examples where they're sending a double binding message. So is that things like, who am I to do this? Or am I going to be able to make this happen? Or I don't know if this is going to work. Like, what are some really key examples of a double binding message that people may be having every day?
Like, let's say they're thinking, using my example, I want to double my income. And then the dominating thought, that silent thought is, can I do it? I wonder if it's going to work. That's a double binding message. See, if you don't believe it, it's not going to happen. And what we have to understand, our job is to build the idea of what we want. And we want it so crystal clear where I could tell a two-year-old what that is and they can understand it. Okay. Maybe not two, maybe a four-year-old. Okay. And you build the idea. And your job now is to build the belief. That's why we auto-suggest it. We give a suggestion from ourselves to ourselves every 3 hours. And we see ourselves behaving like that person. And now we're holding on to that idea. It has to come into form. It's not like me making this up. That's called the law of perpetual transmutation of energy. See, there's a law that says that energy is always moving into form, out of form, back into form. And any idea I hold long enough with the will has to come into form. Now, people are using this law all day long, but most people are using it against them. They are creating something in their imagination, worst case scenario, and they're holding that image because of the fear, which creates the emotion in their subconscious mind that creates the vibration they're in. See, whatever idea we're holding on to controls the vibration, and the vibration dictates what we attract.
And then Araj, so let's say, oh, and actually I want to give one more example of a double binding message that we had at our first world-class wealth event a couple months ago. Remember when that client said, I want to earn $100,000 a month, but I know I'll have to work too hard. Explain why that's a double binding message. Because it's not, I don't think I can do it. It's, I don't want to work that hard.
Yeah. You're saying you want something, but it's on your conditions. Mm-hmm. So, and I said to the client, I said, how do you know you have to work so hard? And I gave him an example. I remember coming out of college. I was earning $24,000 a year, and I was working more hours there than I am now. And we have a world-class business. And I told the client, I said, you don't know how hard you're going to have to work. Your mindset is going to dictate that. See, your awareness dictates. And see, if you go study the real winners, the people who are really creating authentic, successful results. I say that, I'm not saying what's posted on social media. You know who is the real deal or not. And once you have it in your awareness, it's a done deal. But these people, they literally piss excellence. Like everything that happens is excellence. I'm telling you this. It is excellence, everything they do, because that's their mindset. And their mindset is so much greater than their emotions. And that's how you know you're not sending it. See, confidence is not about, I know how to do something. That's not confident. That's called an identity. That's part of your identity. A confident person is somebody that may not know how to do something, but they know they can become that person. That's confidence.
Okay, so someone has recognized, all right, I have some double-minded messages going on. Step one is
you reject it right away. You say, I do not accept this. I'm putting the goal in my mind. And because the double-binding message is greater than my goal right now, I've got to do some rewiring. Because nothing is going to show up in our physical reality until we rewire it, where it's in harmony on a conscious level, on a subconscious level, then we see it in our physical reality. There's people right now who are like, I'm doing all the right things. It sounds like I'm doing what you're saying. You'll never question it if you're doing it right. It's never, I wonder when it's going to happen. You just know it's going to happen. You're literally making conscious contact to it. It's like, think about a time when you rode a bike. When we first learned how to ride a bike, we'd fall over. Then we keep pedaling. And then we got it. From that moment on, we know how to do it. And the next time, you just go up and pedal. You make it part of you. That's what we have to do. Our job is to make sure you rewire long enough. Now, how long? That depends how you're programmed right now. That depends how strong your paradigm is. That depends on your disciplines. What I'm telling you is the greatest attitude, which is faith. Faith is seeing what you want. What is it that I want more than anything else? It's believing in the incredible. The incredible is our subconscious mind. It creates 96 to 98% of all of our results. And then you achieve what the masses call impossible, that you call standard now. You're living that standard. You're demanding that standard. And then you're going to create a 7, 8, 9-figure standard going forward, depending on how you develop yourself and what your goals are. And that's how you do it. Then you get into action. Without action, it's delusion. You make those extra calls. You work on your image when nobody's watching you work on your image. You are working on your sales presentations until it is perfect. And then you're going to work on it even better the next time and better the next time. And your ability to stretch, that's a beautiful idea.
All right. Mic drop. That was so good. This is one of my favorite episodes because this is so important and no one talks about it. Everyone's talking about goals and self-image and decision and these big ideas, but this is really imperative. And it's something that we all at one point or another have struggled with. So I'm really glad that we're touching on this on the podcast today. As always, I want to get into an assignment because nothing happens without action. So what do you think is a great action step and assignment for today?
Let's add one last piece so we don't leave anything incomplete.
Okay.
In order to do this and not send a double binding message, that means you must take control of your paradigm and replace it with the new model. So I want everybody to think, get out a piece of paper, and you're asking me an action step. I'm going to give you a couple. First, get out a piece of paper and ask yourself, I want you to fast forward to you 24 months from now, already achieved your big goal. And you're explaining it to somebody else. They said, you know, what has really happened for you? It's amazing. I've watched you. And they say, what did you do? How would you explain what you did to get there? That's what I want you to do. Talk about how your standard rose. Talk about how you disciplined your thinking. Talk about the amount of uncomfortable activities you did. See, then you start building that. And now you're looking at it and saying, okay, so my job is to get on the frequency of my goal. That's what building a new model is. All we have to do is match what that person is. Now, every time you pay attention and aware of what you're thinking, and you're like, hold on a second, that thought's not operating in harmony with the person I want to be. That person is not doing it now. I'm not doing it now right now. I've got to change that. Then I want you to start questioning every day, what is the trigger to that thought? That is going to stop the double binding message.
I love it. So good. Okay. Any final words before I go ahead and do this wrap up?
The biggest thing I'll tell you, make an absolute certain decision that this episode is going to propel you forward and you're going to do exactly what I'm telling you to do. Because I'm telling you, when you do it and you practice it for 90 days, this lesson will take you and flip the switch for you and really get you to live the way you want to live.
I could not agree more. This is such an important lesson. If you enjoyed today's lesson, go ahead and give us a review, rating, and share with your friends and family. We're so happy to have you listening to Seven Figure Standard. And we'll see you next week for another episode. Thanks, Raj.
Thanks, Mikey.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Seven Figure Standard. We hope you found the insights and strategies helpful on your journey to success. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a rating and review on your favorite podcast platform to help us reach more people like you. To learn more about Arash and Mikey and how Voss Coach & Co. can help you achieve your goals and reach new levels of success, visit VossCoachAndCo.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode of Seven Figure Standard.